Paul Weeks would rather be in his sugar orchard, checking sap lines for leaks, or adjusting the boil on his evaporator. But today's bitter chill has given him an unwanted break.
Sitting here in the cold, waiting for the sap to run. We're not going to get any sap till next week sometime, for lucky. It's supposed to be cold right through Monday, Tuesday.
Weeks waits for the sap in his sugar house in West Campton with his friend and fellow maple syrup maker, Bill Cheney.
What, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday? Yeah, 5 days in a row of pretty good sap runs.
Yeah.
So it's starting out like a regular season, light syrup, turning to medium.
Even though the weather has been promising, the ghost of last year presides.
You know, I think everybody this year is gun-shy after what happened last year when we had 70-degree weather in the middle of March.
Season ended about this time last year.
In Rumney, last year's heat wave still makes Maggie Brock shiver.
Last year was awful. It went for 8 or 9 days, and then we had that 5 days of 80 degrees, and that just killed it. Everybody else was loving the warm weather, and we were like, no!
Yeah.
I was the only one that was depressed about the 80 degrees in March, you know? People were wondering, what's wrong with her?
Brox and her son, Nate, run a sugar house on Stinson Mountain.
And then this building always heaves. My dad said he built this whole thing, and I think every cut he made was with a chainsaw. I don't think he is. So it's, you know, it's kind of seen better days.
The stovepipe and tea-stained wood are deceptive. Like a DeLorean in an abandoned barn, the old crooked shack hides a gleamingly modern machine.
Oh, a lot of it's science, and a lot of it is intuition. It's both, you know, it's... Sometimes when you're running around up here, it's like you're running a submarine, constantly checking temperatures, pressures, switching valves, draining tanks, you know, trying to keep the whole thing running as smoothly as possible.
There's only one thing that happens throughout the entire syrup-making process. Water is removed. To that end, the introduction of the reverse osmosis machine in 1971, which mechanically separates pure water from sap, has been revolutionary. In his sugar house in Woodstock, Jim Fadden says the RO, as everyone calls it, makes him 4 times more productive than his father.
My father comes around and sees this when I'm doing it. He thinks I'm cheating because we're not working hard enough.
Like a lot of the syrup makers, Fadden is part scientist, part fortune teller. He reaches for a hydrometer as readily as an old wives' tale.
And I like a nice blue sky. Wind from the west, sap runs the best. Wind from the east, sap runs the least. Old proverb.
Does that have any?
Certainly does. You get an east or a north wind, and the trees will stop dripping. I have no idea why, but it's just one of those funny things. West wind, nice blue sky, low barometric pressure, sap runs to beat the band.
Fadden's great-great-grandfather founded the family sugar orchard in the early 1800s. His grandfather opened Fadden's General Store in 1896.
I don't know. I think maybe maple sugarin's like an addiction.
Or worse, as Paul Weeks and Bill Cheney describe it.
It's a disease.
What's the bad part of the disease?
You just want to keep expanding.
Yeah.
A little isn't enough. You got to keep going, get bigger and get bigger and... Yeah, that seems to be the way.
A little like fishing, a little like panning for gold. At $32 to $35 a gallon, and $1,800 or so a barrel, maple syrup is 13 times the price of crude oil. With that much at stake for Nate and Maggie Brox, maple season creates a kind of fever.
You're just waking up every morning, you're like, all right, what's the weather doing today? Right, when do I have to be up there? Is it sunny here? What's the temperature at my house? If the temperature's 34 at my house, it's probably about 36 maybe up there if it's been in the sun. I'm like, you know, you get kind of anxious. And
you never know what Mother Nature's going to throw at you. You know, you could have a great season. You could go to the middle of April, or you could be done next week. You know, you just, everyone says, well, how's... What do you think sugaring's going to be? And I say, I'll tell you May 1st. No clue.
It's a Rube Goldberg device, how the sun leans into the wind and warms the land, that squeezes the trees, that leak the sap, that trickles into the tanks, that bubbles and boils and thickens into a golden amber that you drizzle onto your pancakes one Sunday morning. It starts with the sun and the cold and ends with a smile or a sigh or just closed eyes. For NHPR, I'm Sean Hurley.
Place they call them.